Today I'd like to welcome to the PodMD studio Dr. Daniel Bills. Daniel is an Australian-trained colorectal and general surgeon, and he has a special interest in the treatment of skin cancer, colonoscopy, gallbladder disease, and complicated diverticular disease. Today we'll be discussing the topic of colorectal cancer. We do hope you enjoy this podcast, but please remember that the advice given here is of a general nature and is not intended as specific advice about any given patient. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the doctor, not of PodMD. If you do have a patient on whom you require specific advice, then please seek that advice from a colleague with appropriate expertise in that area. Daniel, thanks again for talking with us today on PodMD.
Thank you very much, Sean.
The topic of today's discussion is colorectal cancer. Daniel, can you give our listeners a brief overview of what colorectal cancer is?
Colorectal cancer, or bowel cancer, is the second most common cancer in both men and women in Australia. It's more common in people over the age of 50. It develops from the inner lining of the bowel and is usually preceded by growths called polyps. These can become invasive cancer if undetected and untreated. Depending on where the cancer begins, bowel cancer can be called either colon or rectal cancer. In 2015 in Australia, there were 15,000 cases of bowel cancer diagnosed. The risk of being diagnosed by age 85 is 1 in 11 for men and 1 in 16 for women. In 2016, 5,300 deaths were caused by bowel cancer in Australia. This represents the second highest number of cancer deaths in Australia. The five-year survival rate for bowel cancer is 69%.
Thanks, Daniel. And how would a patient with colorectal cancer typically present?
So bowel cancer symptoms include changes in the bowel habit with diarrhea, constipation, or the feeling of incomplete emptying, really largely dependent upon where the tumour is located. Other symptoms include thin bowel movements, blood in the stool, abdominal pain, bloating or cramping, anal or rectal pain, a lump in the anus or rectum, weight loss, fatigue, unexplained anemia.
And what are the most common screening or diagnostic tests for colorectal cancer?
It's an excellent question, Sean. Screening using a non-invasive test for blood in the faeces can be done at home and is recommended for all Australians aged 50 to 74. This is known as the fecal occult blood test. The test is only for low-risk people with no symptoms of bowel cancer. The fecal occult blood test is not appropriate for people with a family history of bowel cancer. In this case, you may need a screening colonoscopy. Currently, the National Bowel Cancer Screening Program using FOBT is offered free to people turning 50, 54, 58, 60, 62, 64, 66, 68, 70, 72, and 74 years of age. By 2020, all Australians aged 50 to 74 will be offered the test free every 2 years. Diagnosis of bowel cancer includes other tests such as colonoscopy, the best test for bowel cancer. This examines the length of the large bowel, and we describe the procedure where the camera is passed via the anus, looking around at the lining of the bowel to biopsy or remove polyps as such. CT or MRI scan. Sometimes this will be used largely not to diagnose bowel cancer itself, but to see whether there's been any significant spread of the disease. PET scanning, again, is occasionally used for staging of disease, but not diagnosis.
So Daniel, when the patient has been diagnosed, what are the different treatment options that might be available?
Treatment for bowel cancer, largely the mainstay is surgery. The most common surgery for cancer that begins in the colon is a colectomy. The type of colectomy that would be performed would be dependent upon the part of the colon that needs to be removed. There are other modalities that can be used as well for treatment, such as radiotherapy, which is often used before surgery for locally advanced rectal cancers and may be used in combination with chemotherapy to reduce the number and the size of the cancer cells. Adjuvant treatment, such as chemotherapy, may be recommended after surgery for rectal or colon cancer, aiming to reduce the risk of the cancer returning. When we discuss treatment for advanced cancer, systemic treatment uses drugs that move through the bloodstream to reach cancer cells throughout the body. Systemic treatment can include chemotherapy and targeted therapies. Again, surgery may be appropriate in advanced cancer, and of course, all of this treatment will be coordinated between a multidisciplinary team meeting, general practitioner, and a whole host of allied health professionals.
And does the stage of the cancer affect the choice of treatment options and the chances of success?
Absolutely. There is no doubt that the stage at which cancer is diagnosed will affect both treatment and your likelihood of surviving cancer. For example, stage one cancer, where the bowel is affected but no lymph nodes and the tumour has only penetrated only just into the bowel wall, will have a 98% five-year survival. As the cancer becomes more advanced, survival at 5 years continues to decrease, where we eventually see roughly 13% of patients with metastatic disease surviving to 5 years. So it is certainly obvious that the earlier we diagnose bowel cancer, the better survival rates. As I mentioned in an earlier answer, the type of treatment is dependent upon how advanced the tumour is. Early bowel cancer is largely treated by surgery, at times with adjuvant radiation and chemotherapy. Advanced disease, presenting with metastatic disease or invasion into adjacent organs or structures, may also be treated with surgery, but in that instance, the mainstay is likely to be chemotherapy.
Daniel, what is the likelihood of recurrence with colorectal cancer? And are there any preventative strategies that we should be aware of?
In keeping with the last answer, you can see that the earlier cancer is detected, the less chance there is of the cancer coming back. There are a number of factors that are associated with an increased risk of bowel cancer. These include genetic or inherited family risks, inflammatory bowel disease, colonic polyps, high red meat consumption, especially processed meats, being overweight or obese, high alcohol consumption, and smoking. So from that list, we can see that we can definitely make some impressions on the foods that we eat, the weight that we carry, the alcohol that we consume, and whether or not we smoke.
Thanks again for your time here today in the PodMD studio. To sum things up for us, could you please identify your three key take-home messages from today's podcast on colorectal cancer?
I certainly can. I feel that the most important take-home messages here is firstly to appreciate how common colorectal cancer is. It is the second most common type of cancer in Australia. The next very important point is that caught early, survival rates are definitely encouraging. Also, finally, my third take-home message is that medical advice should be sought to investigate any signs or symptoms, particularly changes in bowel habit and loss of blood from the gastrointestinal tract.
Daniel, thanks again for your time and the insights that you've provided.
My absolute pleasure, Sean.